Carrie's Adventure from Waysides Along the Journey for Caravansary. Written and read by Wayne Thomas O'Connor. Carrie's Adventure. Gently, softly, the fluffy white dandelion fuzz rolls slowly into the bright, pleasantly warm mid-morning sky. A few clusters clung to the bark of the towering old silver maple with its leafy, three-pronged crown that dominates the corner of our country patio. Deftly, the other seeds escaped from under its shady canopy, then drifted over the waist-high wire-mesh fence on their merry way to new homes, where they would volunteer more dandelions in the woodlot and old pasture adjacent to my childhood farmhouse. With great joy, little Carrie squatted and then grabbed another dandelion in her chubby fist. She giggled. Carrie leaned forward as if to kiss it and blew once more. This time she danced and jumping jacked in place as she watched the seed sail off, tickled to and fro, as if skipping to the tune of their own dance by the warm, sun-chased updrafts the dandelion seeds made their grand exit. With the wind so light, their parachute jump won't take them far today. I read somewhere once that on a windy day they can end up miles away. We watched Carrie drop the ugly green stem onto the grass, stare at it briefly, then look for another. She tugged at her pink skirt, then rubbed the red heart and blue teddy bear that was embossed on her white blouse. Carrie searched among the yellow spots, which dot our lawn, called Taraxacum by the ancient Greeks, and Dent de Lion or Lion's Tooth in the archaic French. Those weeds that look like flowers have definitely conquered the grass. Grandma boiled them for greens, and Grandpa turned them into wine. I just mowed them down. Suddenly, Carrie stopped, just as she was about to reach for another gone-to-seed dandelion. Carrie pointed at her neighbor's frisky golden retriever, Lexi, as it barked excitedly while chasing a striped gopher across her master's yard. "Doggy, doggy, doggy!" Carrie squealed as she turned to look at us with her large, expressive gray-green eyes. "See, doggy?" she asked. Then Carrie walked swiftly onto other thoughts. She pointed at the charcoal griddle, which puffed fragrant, meaty drafts of black Angus beef that was setting our taste buds a-hankering. Pointy finger poking the air, Carrie frowned. "Hot, hot, no touch. I hungry." Children are a magnificent gift and great responsibility, but with our love and patience, they are nonetheless wonderfully beautiful little people, full of both delightful and not-so-delightful surprises. Written on November 30th, 2011. Please visit my website, WayneOConnor.com, to hear more poetry, songs, or short papers. Also, most of my works are available at Amazon.com and other fine stores near you. Have a great day, and thank you.